I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Kandahar, the latest Gerard Butler vehicle, and the third collaboration between him and director Rick Roman Wok after the awful Angel Has Fallen and the entertaining Greenland. This movie isn't bad, but it isn't entertaining. In fact, it's your average action thriller set in Afghanistan and starring him as a CIA operative who finds himself in dangerous territory when his identity and mission have been exposed. He's forced to take the long, dangerous walk to Kandahar with his translator, played by Navid Naghavan, who provides the most humanity in the film, especially when he is a father whose wife's sister has gone missing and whose eldest son was murdered. It's a shame I have to like the supporting actor over the lead. Butler did a nice job earlier this year in Plane because he was able to do something with his character and not be seen as the typical action hero some movies make him appear to be. But in Kandahar, he's given nothing fresh to do here. He just presides over the dangers and decisions his character has made. This movie is just too dry to be entertaining. 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.